Today, disappointed with the outcome. Coaches and players alike, obviously disappointed with it. At the same time, what I said after the ball game, really believed to be true after watching the film. I thought our kids played extremely hard, competed. We talked about going into the ball game, being able to play for 60 minutes, not really pay attention to the scoreboard, and just continue to compete. And I thought our kids did that. It's a great foundational piece to grow off of. Obviously, we got to be a lot smarter in the way that we compete. That showed up in particular on offense at times, on defense. And the great thing, and I told the players that today, the great thing about it is you go back and watch the tape, and we finished with the team meeting before we went on the field today, after they got a chance to watch it, is those are all controllables by us. We can be a smarter football team. Our process of how we lead up to kickoff needs to be and can be cleaner too. Those things have a bearing on how you play. I think everybody went out on the field today, and it's a Monday, which is abbreviated day for us, with great energy and excited about the next opportunity. I think they all believe that we have a chance to be a good football team. We control that. We got to push forward and grow in a big way. So with that, I'll open it up to some questions.
Adam Sparks, Knox News. What's your quarterback situation? Is that open? Who's your starter? And do you consider any kind of adversity that maybe that position is not certain at this point in the year?
Don't consider it adversity. I think, watching the video, Joe knows this too. There's opportunities to make some plays in the pass game that were certainly there. Multiple occasions where we're running free in the secondary. There's nobody relatively close, at this level of play against a good defense. Plays that we have to make. Got to be able to throw it, catch it, be a little bit better in protection at times too. But certainly things that he can function in and has shown that he has the ability to do that. And I'm just talking through training camp and the way that he's practiced. Don't know where he's at health-wise at this moment. Right now, as we go forward, the guys that are healthy will be ready to go compete and play. We'll find out where Joe is, here in the middle of the week.
Rob, Coach, if he's healthy, is he your starter? Or is
yeah, I mean, we'll find out where he's at and where he's during the course of the week. And so there's multiple factors that play into who the guy that's going to be taking snaps.
Austin, let's get a mic to you.
Coach, when you look at the offensive line, can you kind of just assess what you thought you got out of Kingston Harris? And then how's Jeremiah Crawford coming along as he moves from JUCO over to play Power 5 football?
Yeah, JJ continues to get better in what we're doing late in getting here, just through the spring semester and some things that he had to get cleared up before he got on campus. Continues to grow. We got great confidence in him as he continues to develop as a player inside of our program now and in the long term. What's that? Athletic and has the ability to do a great job in pass protection. Continues to get better every single day. We like who he is as a player. Your first question was?
Just assess Kingston Harris's play.
Yeah, I thought Kingston did a good job. Offensive line is a position you guys know. We felt like we weren't as deep as we wanted to be heading into the season. Coop gets banged up in week one. Some moving parts there during the course of the ball game. That first game that guys handled, had the opportunity to flip King over a little bit from right to left and give him an opportunity to compete. Thought he played pretty well during the course of the game. There's things that we can do better in the run game to be a little bit cleaner. And then there's some things in the pass protection that we got to do a better job of. There's some opportunities where we're in one-on-one situations where they find a way to get to the quarterback.
Wes and Jimmy.
Josh, I guess when you first get into a program and you're getting used to the guys and kind of everybody's getting a feel for each other and everybody's feeling pretty good, that's one thing. But when you lose a game, can you really kind of start learning more about your guys in terms of who's with you?
You find out what their mentality and attitude and makeup is going to be when they handle adversity as a loss. Absolutely. And I think I said it to you guys after the game. Maybe I was talking to somebody else. That we're going to find out a lot about our football team by the way they approached being in the building today. Yesterday's a day where they come back and get some medical treatment. And then today, you're back into some football, and that's looking at what happened on Saturday and then also pushing forward. Just being in the team meeting, then being out on the field with those guys, good energy, disappointed, but also being able to flip the switch and move on. You know, your family, your friends, your fan base is going to talk about the previous one, good or bad, leading up until kickoff the following Saturday. As a competitor, the great thing is that you get a chance to move on, and you have to move on really quickly. So don't pay attention to the outside noise, good or bad. You know, be consistent in the way that you approach the lead up to kickoff. Your process has got to be right. And as much as anything, I think there's some things that we learned about the process leading up to kickoff that have to and can be better.
Jimmy in the back.
Josh, on the kick six, after the change of possession, they were offsetting penalties. Did the officials explain to you that if you declined the penalty, you would have kept possession of the ball and then been assessed the penalty?
We would have been, had the football. We would have possession of the football. They explained that the ball would have been on the 5-yard line.
And so your decision was you didn't want it on the 5?
Yeah, just based on how they just kicked it, the situation, the D&D, you know, the clock, everything, taking everything into account, figured they would punt it. Felt good about our guy being back there, being able to fair catch it, and obviously they downed it even tighter.
So what have you seen so far in Tennessee Tech, and what are you trying to, outside of a win, what are you trying to accomplish in that game?
First is a win, but really, it's true every week. It really is. It's about controlling the controllables for yourself inside your program. That's where we got to continue to get better this week, as much as it is about any opponent, and it's always true. It's really about yourself, and as we continue to build this program, getting the foundational pieces right is really important. I love a lot of what we're doing, the process of leading up to kickoff and how we prepare and our mindset is something that's got to be better.
Josh, wanted to ask you about kickoffs and why Toby, after Paxton, had the opening kickoff. And is y'all's thought process on kickoffs to try to pin them in that corner rather than just kick it through the end zone?
We love it when the ball goes out the back of the end zone. Our kickoff cover unit has done a fantastic job, man. They've played with some really good effort, first and foremost, played with speed. But some of the fundamental things that Coach Eck and the staff has been trying to teach, they've done at a really high level. You know, they were swarming to the football. They were defeating blocks. Did a great job of pinning them deep in their territory. After the 15-yard penalty, you know, they get the ball at the 28. You know, if we're kicking on from a normal spot, you're on the 13-yard line again. Like, a lot of really good things. You know, Paxton just felt like after that first one wasn't able to be the kickoff guy, just the motion of it.
But Blake and then Madison.
Toby did a great job. You know what I mean, the rest of the day.
Yeah, Josh, I had two questions. One on the availability front. Any update on some other guys? Jabari Small, Tyon Evans, Cooper, Jalen Hyatt.
Yeah, I mean, Tyon was moving around okay today. I don't – all of those guys, we're going to find out more. It's Monday morning. We'll find out more before we get on the practice field tomorrow as far as where all those guys are going to be. Obviously, we've had a bunch of guys that have been nicked up. Just don't have anything that's for certain on those guys right now.
And second question, your experience having played quarterback, do you think that that shapes how you handle quarterback competitions like this? And if so, how do you think your experience shapes that?
I think as a player, certainly it shapes the dialogue that you have with them, how you try to handle them in the competitive situations and just around the building and in general. But then also as a coach, all the quarterback battles that have gone on while I've been coaching the position injuries that inevitably happen during the course of a season at that position. You know, you guys have heard me say it multiple times, the strength of one position can't just be one guy. And, you know, I thought Hendon did a lot of really good things. It's tough being a backup because you don't get the same amount of reps. You don't know when your time's going to be called. I thought he answered the bell with a lot of positive things during the course of play. Obviously, you got to do a better job taking care of the football.
Madison in the very back.
Coach, the defense obviously had a strong second half down the stretch, but they gave up 27 points in the second quarter. Going back over the weekend, looking at the film, why do you think that was?
I mean, there's multiple reasons. I thought they played with great effort, great strain, defeated blocks, a bunch of perimeter screen game early, squashed the run game early, a bunch of three and outs. I think they started with three straight at the beginning of the football game. I thought they handled a sudden change extremely well during the course of the ball game. A couple times where they're going out after a turnover and the ball's inside the 30-yard line, gave up 3 points, knocked them out of field goal range on the second time that it happened. A couple of the drives that they gave up, there's third and long situations where you got an opportunity to get off the field. Got them on third and goal, I think, on the 10. And quarterback escapes the pocket. Coverage was really good early. You got to match them. But it's hard to cover guys for 6-7 seconds when the quarterback breaks contain. So you got to push the pocket, but you got to also contain it. We knew that going into the football game, that he had the ability to extend and make plays with his feet, throwing the football down the field, and a couple times he got out on us.
Rob in the middle left here.
Coach, just once you had a chance to go over the film, what did you think about Hooker? What did he do well? What does he need to do better?
Yeah, I thought he did some really good things from within the pocket. Stood in there, got hit on a couple of throws, and delivered the ball accurately down the football field. Most of his decision-making was right. Obviously, the pick at the end and the turnover are two costly plays. And you look at what's transpired here the first couple of weeks, quarterbacks got to continue to do a better job than they have of taking care of the football.
Back to Wes.
Josh, in terms of, have you had more conversations with Joe just about some of the touch on those balls? I mean, obviously, I imagine y'all are calling those plays for a reason. You think he's going to hit them. Has that been an issue that you've seen?
Yeah, we call those plays with any of the quarterbacks, too. We have confidence in those guys. We've seen him hit, seen Joe hit those plays in practice and scrimmages, competitive situations where you're going good on good, too. And there's plenty of guys running behind the defense that we got to hit. And whether that's more air on the ball, whether it's driving it on them, on a couple of them, at the end of the day, quarterback's got to make it right with his arm and deliver in accuracy.
Josh, obviously a team doctor decides if a guy's healthy or not enough to play, but when you've got a situation where a guy's, let's say, 80% or whatever, but he can be 100% the following week, how do you handle those situations as a coach?
If a guy's ready to play and play at a really high level and is functional as a player, then we're going to give him the opportunity to play. If the training staff doesn't feel like he's in a position to play at a high level, isn't safe being out there, then you just can't do it. Offense, defense, special teams, man, it takes 11 guys functioning as one. And when it's gone well, we've had 11 guys doing that. When we haven't, on either side of the football, a lot of guys are doing it right, but it takes all 11. And, so as far as injuries, can the guy produce and play at a high level?
Jacob Warren and Prince Fant had career highs in catches and receiving yards. Just what did you see from them on the tape when you went back and watched?
I thought first they did a good job in the run game. Did a good job in protections when asked to be, and then in the pass game. Thought they did a good job of yards after catch. Ran through some contact and picked up positive yards. I don't think there was anything that they missed. When the ball was in their area, low and high, they did a great job with their hands of catching the football.
Coach, Tyler Barron seems to be in the backfield a lot, disrupting runs and passes. What have you seen from him with this 3.5 tackle for losses and a sack?
Yeah, I think just from January when I got here, a guy that was coming off of shoulder surgery, did a great job in the rehab process along with our training and strength staff, has gotten himself back to being able to play and compete at 100%. His movement is so much better, just functional speed and power. Being able to play on one arm and one leg as a defensive lineman and push the pocket. Really liked a lot of what he's done here early in the season.
Coach, any update on Byron Young? And once he does see the field, what can he kind of provide for the defense?
Byron will be able to play this week. It was a two-week, being ruled ineligible by the NCAA. a guy that's grown a bunch in our program. You know, he's added 25, 30 pounds to his frame from when I first arrived here in late January, early February with our strength staff. Through training camp, through spring ball, he's been really good as a pass rusher off the edge. I think he's going to add some things that we need on that side of the football.
Eric in the middle left.
Looked like Matthew Butler had a really, you know, standout game. It seemed like he was always on the other side of the line of scrimmage. How important is he and his play for your defensive front seven?
Yeah, interior has been really consistent. First, just, you know, as a head coach, his leadership that he brings to our football program is really important. His consistency and his work habits and caring for his brothers around him is really important. As a football player, he's continued to progress and get better and better. Schematically, a little bit different than what he had been playing in. The ability to jump the football, play on the other side of the line of scrimmage, play on an edge, push the pocket in the pass game, disrupt things in the run game, continues to get better. Anticipate that from him as we go through the year, too.
Josh, after looking at the film, I know you were asked about this Saturday too, but what was your take on why you guys have maybe not been able to force a turnover so far the first couple games? Seemed like you've been pretty aggressive with tackles for loss and things like that, but just not turning it over.
Yeah, you hope some of those things start coming. It's not for a lack of stressing it from a program stance. It's one of the things that I talk about every day with the players. We chart, monitor. It's something that our defense reps every single day. It's the first thing they do when we break from our stretch after walkthrough. You know, at the end of the day, you got to continue to get hands on balls. You got to do a great job of pushing the pocket and making the quarterback, you know, not very comfortable back there and making him force a ball. We've had our hands on a couple, haven't come down with them. You just got to continue to compete and play hard, and eventually those things start coming your way. You know, our defensive skill guys catch balls on the jugs, pre-practice, post-practice. We're doing the right things to try to put them in a position to make that play when it comes. Just got to continue to strain and play hard.
Coach, what did you see from Jalen Wright and just kind of him closing the ball game, especially without having Jabari Small or Tyon Evans in the game?
Yeah, he had to carry the bulk of it there in the second half. You know, as a young player, he's going to continue to get better every single week. Did some solid things in the protection game at times, ran extremely well with his aiming points and being able to deliver. Got to continue to work on getting lower at the point of impact and finding a way to get +2 at the end of his runs. But a young guy that everybody in our program feels really good about.